Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
It's time to grant another Christmas wish. Again, if you want to nominate a family, don't forget to go to KidNation.com. And the cool thing about this is that the recipients never know what's happening.
Right.
They just all of a sudden get a call from us and
boom.
And boom, your Christmas is made. So if you ever see a questionable phone number on your phone, go ahead and answer just this time. And then once we're in January, you go back to normal and don't answer anything.
Yeah, it's either us or a bill collector. So.
And now, another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas wish.
Hi, Mariah.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. I'm sure you have a few questions you're wondering about here. We'll tell you who we are first. My name is JC. I got Jenna Owens, Kelly Raspberry, and Big Al Mac. We are the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Morning, hey. Mariah.
Good morning.
Wake you up.
A little bit, but it's okay. I have to get up anyways.
Yeah, good girl. Yeah, but you have a good wake-up voice. I like it. Yeah, you sound alert.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, sounds good. Look, we have someone who cares about you quite a bit, and this is cool because you never know what kind of impact you're going to make on a person's life. And it looks like you made an impact on this person's life, and they wrote us about it.
Yeah, can I read a letter to you, Mariah?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a nice one, don't worry. It says, I met Mariah a little over a year ago as she works at a restaurant that I'm a regular at. I slowly got to know her more and more as time went on and was introduced to her inspiring story. She's only 18 and has been living on her own for over 2 years and is responsible for taking care of her 13-year-old sister. Their parents are out of the picture, and Mariah effectively serves as the mother to her sister, providing for her in every way a parent normally would. I've seen her sacrifice so much personally to be able to make her sister's life as normal and as positive as she can. She currently works well over 40 hours a week to be able to afford rent for their apartment and make ends meet with all the other expenses that come with day-to-day life. I know she's already thinking and worrying about how she's going to be able to make this Christmas special for her sister. I would love if you could help Mariah with this, and also if you could provide something special for her also. This letter is from someone named Chris Babb. Do you know a Chris Babb?
Yes, I know.
Well, Mariah, Chris is actually on the phone with us right now as well. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, doing excellent, buddy. Hey, thank you so much for writing us about Mariah.
Yeah, this is just someone that you have met through going and getting food all of the time?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a regular at where she works. She knows me all too well. Like I said in the letter, she's just the absolute best person in the world. I don't know how she's able to do everything she does. She's gone through more in 18 years than most people go through in a lifetime, and just see all the adversity she's overcome.
Chris, the cool thing is that you saw someone that works and you see frequently, and instead of just going about it every day like normal people do, or just getting your food, moving on with your day, you started asking questions and you started to get to know this girl and got to know her story.
Yeah, she was the one that was always so nice to me and kind of let me into her life. You know, I've been so fortunate and blessed by just getting to know her. So, you know, I just can't say enough good things about Mariah.
I want to go sit at Mariah's table and leave her a really big tip.
I do too.
Like a full 20%.
That's what I want to do.
Mariah, most 18-year-olds can't even pay for anything. You know, they live at home. They can't pay for anything for themselves. How do you do this? How do you do it?
When I did get kicked out, I had to work two jobs and I was still in high school, so I wasn't able really to make ends meet. So my boyfriend at the time had helped me a little bit. But once I got on my own, and at my job we have a lot of opportunities to get promotions. So I, you know, just kept working at it. And I got a $1 raise the first time, and then a $2 raise the second time. And now I'm working on being an AM, which I'll be getting $16 instead of the $13 that I'm making right now.
Wow.
Assistant manager.
Hard work pays off.
Yes.
And look, when you're struggling, and I think all of us in this room have struggled quite a bit at some time in our life.
So, Mariah, you got kicked out, and then your 13-year-old sister got kicked out as well?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, girl.
And you, your parents are out of the picture, like this letter says, so you don't even speak to them.
Yes. Me and my dad have tried to have a relationship, but it's been broken since before I was even born, so.
You have each other, and that's a beautiful,
beautiful thing. Yeah.
But holidays are hard, you know. I mean, you're working enough just to pay bills, I'm sure, you know, so to provide Christmas for your little sister.
Do you have a Christmas tree in your apartment?
Not yet.
Okay.
Is that something you would like?
Would you like a Christmas tree?
I would.
Yeah, did you like some presents under the tree?
Well, yes. But I want to see the ashtray. What do we do for Christmas?
Yeah, nothing sadder than a tree with no presents.
I know.
Yeah, oh, but your little sister did ask what you're doing for Christmas?
Yes.
Okay, well, here's the thing. We're going to go ahead and grant Chris's Christmas wish for you and your sister to have a very Merry Christmas this year,
Mariah. What are we going to do?
So, first of all, we need to get to know your sister. What's she into? She's 13 years old. What does she like?
She's starting to get into makeup. She likes clothes, shoes, just regular, normal.
13-year-old girl
stuff. I got a 12 and a 13-year-old. I know exactly what she's into.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you some gift cards. We're going to give you a gift card to Conn's Home Plus. So if you need anything electronic-wise,
appliance-wise,
you can go over there and grab that and spruce up the house a little bit.
There you go.
And then we're also going to give you a gift card, just a Visa gift card, so that you can buy your sister the makeup and the shoes and the clothes and wrap those bad boys up and put them under the Christmas tree.
Please get yourself something, too.
And absolutely get yourself something as well.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
You're welcome,
and
right?
I'll get you a tree.
And we'll get you a tree.
And
thank you.
I'm really into trees right now, so I want to make sure you have a little tree.
It's no coincidence that Chris Babb and Chris Kringle have the same first name.
Hey now, Chris.
You blew my cover.
Give me a ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, how's Rudolph doing, sir?
Well, Mariah, hopefully this will make, Christmas. You won't have to spend any of your own hard-earned money right now on it, and we can help you out there.
You're so amazing. I'm
going to
cry.
No, Mariah, you're the amazing one.
Yeah,
you're doing a lot.
Great job working all those hours, providing for your sister, being a mother to her. And
I know grown people
that can't even do
what
that.
You're doing,
and most importantly, you stayed in school. So keep going towards that degree and towards that diploma, because you're doing the right thing and everything's going to work out, because we can tell you're a hard worker. Okay, Mariah?
All right, thank you.
And Chris, thank you for asking questions and getting to know someone you see all the time, man. Thank you for just saying, hey, what's going on in your life?
Listen, thanks to you guys for making up Mariah and everybody else you've done it for so many years. So thank you, guys. And Mariah, thank you for being so awesome. I meant all that stuff I said. I really did. You know that, all right?
Thank you, Chris.
He'll see you around lunch today.
Better have that food on the table.
You can give him a proper hug then and thank him for writing this letter. Chris, thank you so much for sharing Mariah's story.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Thanks again, guys. You too.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Okay. Yeah.
Live Kid Nation, if you want to nominate a deserving family, you can do that right now if you go to KidNation.com and get that Christmas wish granted.
And visit Conn's Home Plus to make it happen this holiday season with electronic gifts that everyone has on their list.
Happy Holidays from the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Loving all the text messages we're getting about the Christmas wish.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are in the giving spirit and they want to help out and find ways to help out. And we actually had a cool text that came in and said, hey, a lot of Kid Nation members are texting and wondering how they can help other people out. And this lady worked at a school and she said, if you want, you can call your local elementary school and see which kids have unpaid lunch cards.
Oh,
and you could take care of their lunch so these kids have something to eat.
That's cool. I didn't know you could do that.
So that's a great idea right there. If you're feeling like you want to give and you got inspired this morning by what's going on with our Christmas wishes, that's a great way to do that.
Cool. There are ways to help. You just got to look for them.
Exactly. Creative, yeah.
Boy, I was that kid with the unpaid lunch card at one point. So it would be
that's great because it's
awesome.
Something that's like a daily
exactly.
need.
They need to eat. These kids need to eat so that they can learn. And if you want to nominate a family for a Christmas wish, go to KidNation.com. We're still taking those in and we're going through as many as we can and we want to help as many people as we can.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I know we have a lot of girls anxiously and some fellas anxiously waiting.
Why do I pull your clothes
for these guys? Why don't we right there, boy band? I think Logan Paul, the YouTube guy, was instrumental in putting these guys together, all YouTube stars, and said, you sing well, why don't you all get together, become a boy band, and they did. He helped, I think, direct a couple of their first videos, and now these guys are just internationally known.
Killing it.
Yeah, and you can tell by their following, because they have some ferocious fans out there, man. You want support? That's the kind of fandom you want right there. That's what Why Don't We has. And we got to chat with the guys, part-time Justin and I did, at Jingle Ball, our concert a couple days ago. And let me just tell you this. These guys are young. They're very energetic. They're all about having a good time and being goofy. And I appreciate that because that's how
Justin,
I am. Justin and I are the same
right
way.
In.
So this is an interview with seven very ADD people.
Oh, no. Seven people.
Having a good time. Here's our interview with Why Don't We. So we're hanging out with the guys from Why Don't We, everybody.
Hey, what's up?
Let me tell you something. If you want to get all the guys together, it's like herding cats.
Ah. This is so true.
It really cats? Is.
Yeah. Herding cats.
I like to think we're some pretty cool cats.
Were we not supposed to have a ping pong tournament or something?
Oh, yeah. Did you bring the table?
No, I thought you were going to bring it since you were in a band.
Dude,
and you
okay,
made
you want to hear a story?
How are you going to check a ping pong
You want to hear a story, bro?
I
want
to hear a story, dude.
Last year, I tried to order a ping pong table to this arena. And it showed up, and a lot of people got mad at me.
Oh, they got mad at you?
Yeah, dude.
Why?
It was just like, it wasn't easy.
Security
to get
trying to get a big package in.
Who's the worst ping pong player out of all of you guys?
Probably Jack. Me, probably.
Zach, I remember you were.
No, I'm
it's
not.
One of them, too.
Oh, get out. I'll stomp all of you jerks.
No, actually, Corbin's not the best.
No, he's good.
Have y'all ever played man pong where
See,
you're running in a circle, and
oh,
if someone
pong
loses
ping.
It,
that's
pong ping, and then you have to show them the back, and then they get to take the ping pong ball and hit. Sting on
Sting pong. Oh, yeah.
Man
Sting
pong.
Pong. What are you talking about, man?
Sting pong.
Yeah. Sting peg him with it.
That's what I was taught with. That hurts.
There's a game called Pong Ping that we play where literally the whole house is the table. You just got to hit it across back to them somehow. It doesn't matter how many times it bounces. You score a point when it stops bouncing.
So you guys are still living together right now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Bro, yeah.
Oh,
who's gotten kicked out the most? Because I know somebody's gotten kicked out at least one night.
Out?
Zach.
Yeah,
I guess technically we all
pay for where we live, so we can't really kick each other out, lawfully, I guess, but
You want to sometimes.
Yeah, maybe.
You
know,
you get
Jonah. I usually want to kick Jack out.
I just want to tell you guys something real quick. Your fans have exploded all over the place.
You guys have blown up.
I mean, you guys have blown up so much.
They have farted.
And you
our fans exploded?
They exploded.
Oh, my.
And
some Taco Bell.
Your video, our interview with you guys, where we asked you, like, what's the weirdest things people have looked up, that's the number one viewed video this year.
What?
Oh,
which one? Oh, wow.
Where we asked you what people Google the most.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
That's crazy.
Oh,
wow.
God,
That's cool. Such good news.
And you also got, you guys did Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, we did.
Are you guys covering?
Bum, 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 bum.
Feliz Navidad.
Dun, 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 dun.
Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Oh, oh.
I want to wish you a merry Christmas.
I want to
wish.
Okay.
Pretty good.
How come you guys picked that one out of all the Christmas songs?
Did you just hear how fun that was?
It's the most jolly.
We had the most fun recording that song.
Yeah, we literally like had like five mics just in a circle, and we were just like jumping. Like,
that's why
we were so tired, too. Oh, yeah, we recorded
a couple
like,
skirts
so
in there.
Things. Yeah, dance.
It was probably like 3 a.m.
I made that beat. You know, I make fire beats.
Well, what's new? So we have 8 Letters coming out, but what are
it's already out, fool.
It's already out.
8 Letters is out.
What's the new song coming out?
Not Saint.
We can't. Are you trying to get us to
spoil? Are we getting an album?
Can't slip up. We've been recording.
Okay.
So I'm going to say.
All right.
We've been writing and doing a mini song.
All right. What can we tell your fans so they have something to hold on to?
Hold on. To
be ready.
Because you're going to get smacked in the face by some stuff.
Some music.
Yep.
But like in a nice way.
Yeah, like a nice good smack.
It's going to be heavy.
8 Letters tour.
That is starting.
Oh, 8 Letters tour,
March. It starts in March. And
oh, my birthday's March 19th. If you guys want to drop it early for me, that's fine.
Dude, or you can just fly out to wherever we are and we can.
Is that an invite?
We can fly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Since it's your birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
We got that on tape.
I'll get the nicest private jet and fly you here.
And one last question. Who would you guys put on, out of all you guys, on the naughty list this year?
On the naughty list?
Oh.
I think Zach is on the naughty list.
Probably
this year.
Me.
Yeah.
And why?
Since January.
I've been on it since.
He has a permanent naughty list.
Yeah, I feel like we all do, though, right?
Well, look, the guys have to get ready. They got to perform. They're going to come out with some new stuff around March 20th for everybody.
Oh,
keep tweeting us. Oh, I don't know. You guys said something from March 20th. I just
new
got excited.
Album.
March
20th.
And they're going to fly me and JC to the start
of their
tour.
We didn't say you.
You're invited.
So that would be cool.
All right, why don't you guys go to the tour?
I can't wait.
Good seeing you guys. They're living the life right now.
Yep.
That early stages of the
fun time.
It's the honeymoon stage, you know.
Yeah.
Like you just became, you're bubbling, but people know who you are, and you're young.
They still stay at Zach's house, I think, when they come to town.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine Mama Heron having to take care of all those dudes?
Right.
Feeding them that sugar?
No.
But, yeah, that tour's going to be coming our way, March. We're invited.
They're so nice. I missed this interview because I was doing something and I had wanted to talk to them. So I'm sitting there waiting before we went on stage, sitting with a friend, and they all came over and sat down just to catch up and see how things were going. And they're all decked out now in their cool designer athleisure, you know?
Yeah.
But they're just still so nice, you know, like asking what I've been up to. I'm like, well, I have a dog and I didn't know what to tell them.
Retired from dating?
What have you guys been up to? Yeah, I'm retired from dating, guys. They said they're going on a ski trip to, if you want to follow them, I'm just going to tell you, they're going on a ski trip to Aspen together over the new year. That's nice.
I think it was Corbin's birthday that day, too. I think we missed his birthday.
Oh,
that would have been good to know.
Should have kept up.
I know. Would have bought him a cake and stuff.
Right.
And had fun.
Sang a little happy birthday.
Yeah. I like watching the guys that are starting like that because that's something I wanted to do.
You can watch them from then. I mean, even looking back to some of our old Justin Bieber days, those were some cool days.
Yeah.
You know?
Because in a couple of days when these guys are uber famous and they're headed that route, and it's tough to do that, man, because you have so many boy bands out there that are trying to do that, and they're the ones that are breaking through. So it's really cool that we got them on the show so early and that we continue to have that relationship with them. But if you want to check out that video with the interview of me and part-time Justin along with the boys from Why Don't We, go to kidnation.com and we'll get you all set up right there and you can watch it. And we do a cool foam flip thing because they're really into extreme foam flipping, Big Al.
What?
Really?
Yeah, they like to hold their phones. I think Jack does this, but he holds the phone over water and does these crazy flips.
Oh,
or on top of a bridge.
No.
Crazy flips.
Thank you.
On a cliff, yeah.
That makes me nervous just hearing it.
Yeah, that's his thing. That's his extreme sport that he's been doing.
Did you let him do it with your iPhone, too?
Yeah, I did. We all did it together.
And you still can't get rid of that.
No, this thing is going to live forever.
That phone just won't die. It's like Twinkies.
Yeah.
It'll be around forever.
Forever, like a cockroach. It'll survive the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Around this time tomorrow, we do have Calvin Harris. So we'll have that interview with Calvin Harris. If you're a fan of his, you get to hear that. See the video as well on Kid TV. Make sure you join us. And coming up next, let's do some first world problems.
I got a first world problem.
What's the first world problem, Big Al Mac?
What's those things that you, problems, and then you think about it, like, if this is my biggest problem, I'm really living a good life. A first world problem.
Yeah, for example, from the text, I live in a new neighborhood that's not on the maps, so every time I give my address to my family to come visit, we have to be on the phone to direct them to my huge house. Hashtag first world problems. Yeah, see, that's a whoop. You're not on the GPS yet.
Yeah.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take your first world problems next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I got a first world problem.
Celebrity first world problem potential here.
What you got?
So, Chrissy Teigen.
Uh-huh.
She's really famous now. And like most famous people, when you go out and about, people come up to you nonstop.
Sure.
So what does Chrissy Teigen miss most now that she'll be mobbed when she goes out in public? This is what she had to say.
I passed by Beverly Center the other day and I was like, oh, it would be so cool to like just go in and like ride the escalator and go into all these stores and just like really big mall dreams. So I do miss just like going to the mall.
We should go to the mall.
Can't go to the mall because I'm too famous.
Yeah. That would kind of suck. You know, you like can't just go get a coffee one day.
Yeah.
Take you like 6 hours.
Some celebrities have to wait until grocery stores are closed and then they call in and ask to come in and shop sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes you'll see a huge star that does ordinary stuff and it's not a huge deal.
Right.
You know, at least we see these pictures. There's Brad Pitt coming out of, well, bad example.
Because what you don't see in that photo is all the bodyguards.
Yeah. Right.
They can't have the normal thing.
They cut them out of the paparazzi photo.
Yeah.
But, you know, we regular people have first world problems as well, and we want to hear those from you at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Oh, no, from the text.
Uh-huh, what happened?
Guys, I forgot to hit the final order button for the curbside pickup, so I had to go into Walmart and get my own groceries a peasant.
Dude.
I know, that's something my wife would do.
That's scan and go, brother.
Because you spend all that time.
It does
taking
take
your
time
stuff.
Doing it online.
And you
it
go
saves
the,
you time going there.
To pick it up, yeah.
And right. You forgot to press send.
Yeah, you can't use that scan and go, sir.
Scan and go, Bubba.
Sam's got it locked. My parents live in Chicago and sent me a $200 gift card. But I went shopping, so I don't know what to spend the money on. Hashtag first world problems.
I'm sure that'll come in handy at some point.
Eventually, yeah. Some gift cards start taking money out of them. Right?
What?
Really?
Yeah, there's some gift cards. I remember that. They'll start, if you don't use it in a certain amount of time, they start taking money out.
I know some expire.
As a fee. Which is not fair. How can it expire? How can you take something when I spent money for them to just have whenever? Not all of them do that, but there are some that do that.
Read the fine print, bro.
Yeah, you have to.
I think some just totally expire, period.
They do, yeah.
Which is not fair. Because then that money doesn't expire.
Right.
Why do their gift cards?
Business, JC. I know. Business.
Yep. Business. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good.
Well, you have a first world problem, so not all is good right now, huh?
Yeah, my family and I are in a new apartment, and this is our first Christmas in it. And we put up our Christmas tree, and it's too big for our angel on top.
Aww. Oh, no.
Hashtag first world problem.
Yeah.
You might have to put the angel like maybe two or three branches down.
Yeah, the angel on the side. Yeah.
Side angel.
Side angel.
Yeah.
Man.
It does suck.
It does suck. Because that's the best part of the tree is when you finish it off with the angel on top or the star on top. I feel you, Alyssa. Moving on. Thank you for your call. Hi, Lindsay.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Good.
Doing excellent. So your first world problem involves your son, huh?
Yes, it does. My 3-year-old son's first world problem is that we listen to y'all on the radio every morning on the way to school.
Thank you.
And every day he says, I want to talk to them, Mommy. I want to talk to them. And I say, well, maybe one day. So he never gets to talk to y'all.
Is he in there right now?
He is. Do you want to say, hey, Arthur?
Finally.
Yeah.
His name's Arthur?
Archer.
Oh, even cooler, yeah.
What's up?
Hey. What's up, Archer?
Archer!
Hello, yeah.
We're good.
How are you?
I love you.
I don't know. I love you.
See, I love you too.
Aww. Buddy.
Well, Archer, we solved your first world problem, Archer, so now no longer do you have a first world problem.
There we go.
Thank
Archer,
you so much.
You
you are so welcome. You are on the radio, buddy.
Yes, you are, Archer. In fact, we're going to call you A-Train.
A-Train in the house.
Nope.
Sorry.
A-Train.
Yep, that's our new A-Train.
Only one A-Train.
Mini train.
Come on.
Mini A-Train.
Mini A-Train.
Well, great talking to you, Archer.
Have a good day at school.
And what about those manners at 3 years old?
Yeah, right.
A lot of thank yous.
That's so cute.
Happening right there. Thank you, Lindsay. You take care of Archer for us. Oh, Jules. Jules, you got a TV first world problem, huh?
Yes, sir. How y'all doing? Calling in for the guys today.
What's happening, my man? Come on.
So what's going on, dude?
Man, so we bought a 55-inch flat-screen TV for Black Friday, and the base is wide, and it won't fit on my dresser, so I got to buy a wall mount.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hashtag first world problem.
I know. Now, Jules, are you renting, or did you buy?
No, we bought a house. We actually got a house in the dresser. We had a 50-inch on it, so I'm like, I want to go 55.
Yeah, there you go.
It just won't fit.
5 inches makes a huge difference.
That's it. Shout out.
On the TV world.
Oh, yeah.
We had a listener two or three times that called in during our First World Problem that had an 80-inch TV. Not to shame you, Arthur. But she couldn't get her TV. She couldn't find a stand or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Did she ever call back?
Still in the box. No, they got it out of the box. It was set up and everything. Okay.
Yeah, gotta mount the 80.
Yeah.
Gotta mount it. And the good thing about Jules is that he did buy his house, so it's the whole when you rent and you mount something and then you got to take care of that and patch up the wall.
Patch it up, yeah.
Well, I mean,
or you can leave the mount back.
Yeah. There was a mount already.
When you moved in?
When I moved in.
Did it make it
easier? One of the rooms.
Oh, that's good, then.
No, I still had to get a new mount, but...
Uh-oh. See, as guys, we often do this, and our wives have to call in and share the first world problem. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
What did your husband do?
So, we have a Breeza, which is like a Keurig for baby bottles.
Yeah.
And he actually took it apart and cleaned it. Well, he didn't know he threw away a piece that you have to have to make it. So, now I had to order a piece to put it back together, and we have to make the bottles by hand.
Yeah, he made it so it doesn't work anymore. And then you got to go back to the old times.
Sorry.
Watch my hand. Hashtag first world problem. Yeah, we mean well when we take things apart. We really do.
I know you do.
We just tend to screw things up from time to time.
But when you get it right.
Yeah.
So sexy.
Even if it's like a 20% getting it right, it's still good. In baseball, that's not bad. Actually, if you're batting 200, not too good, but we'll take 30%. Hi, Courtney.
Hi, guys.
Welcome.
First world. I can't believe I got through. I have an Amazon Prime first world problem.
What happened?
I pay extra because I want to get things quickly, and I wasn't going to be able to get to the mall for 3 days to be able to get my Fitbit. And wouldn't you know it, Friday evening came, and I didn't have my Fitbit. I ended up having to wait an extra 2 days for Monday for it to get because they shipped it late.
Dang it.
Aww.
Yeah. That happens a lot during this time, too. I get all behind. Yeah, I hope you just sat on the couch because you don't want to waste all those...
Waste those steps
that you're not...
No, just wait.
I wasn't gonna waste those steps walking when I couldn't count them.
Exactly.
I sit all weekend on the couch.
Good move, Courtney. Yeah, don't you go out there before the Fitbit comes in. Because then if it's not on the Fitbit, it didn't happen. From the text.
Yes.
Last week's 2 day week is making this full week hard to get through, you guys. Hashtag first world problem.
We get spoiled, don't we?
Yeah.
Quick.
I know, I feel you. How about this one? From the text, one of my two Roombas isn't working well anymore, so I have to replace it and just use one for now. Hashtag first world problems.
Two Roombas?
I guess the upstairs needs one and the downstairs needs one, right?
Told you what happened with my wife's Roomba, right?
She took it back.
I bought one for her birthday because she had told me how much she loved her friends because it went back in the dock and did all that good stuff and cleaned the house because she loves a clean house. She waited too long to try to return it.
Like just a few days too late.
By like 2 days. Because she was going back and forth asking friends if she should keep it. She finally gave in and she's like, I'm going to give it back. So she got a gift card to my favorite store.
There you go. Merry Christmas to you.
That's
all right,
Jen. Yeah, so she didn't get a present. Well, she did. She went shopping.
She got you that beard.
Yeah, she did.
That's her present.
I grew this for her. Hi, Brandy.
Hi.
So you have a birthday first world problem?
I sure do.
What happened?
So today is my 34th birthday, and my boyfriend still made me get up at 6 o'clock to take my daughter to school.
Aw. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, birthdays are just another day
to some people. Yeah.
So what are you going to do on your birthday?
Mom, it sure is.
And what are your plans today?
I believe he's taking me out to dinner after my daughter gets out of school, but I never really know until last minute.
All right. Man, yeah. Well, you're an adult, and you got to do adulting.
Yeah, you still got to go to work.
You still got to go to work. Man, birthdays just are not much fun, right? What's up, Rhonda?
Hey,
girl.
Hello, Kid Chris.
No, not that Rhonda from Potluck. This is just regular Rhonda.
So, my personal problem is I have a long coupe that's a Mercedes, and the headrests are not adjustable. So, when I wear a ponytail, I have to drive like a crazy person with my head pushed forward.
I can't lean back.
There goes Rhonda leaning forward again.
Well, what if you, since even though the headrest won't adjust, just lean the seat back a little bit?
That would be a good idea, Al.
Yeah.
You're a problem solver.
You could be solving first world problems with Mercedes.
First world problem solver.
Yeah. Doesn't give her that lumbar support, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah,
that's
well, Rhonda, you keep leaning forward, but that ponytail is looking right. We know it. Thank you for your calls, Kid Nation. Thank you for your text messages. We'll do it again next week.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Our Why Don't We interview, along with our Alessia Carr interview from yesterday up at KidNation.com. You can check those out. Follow along on social media. All of our tags are at KidNation.com as well.
Okay.
If you want to follow on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, whatever you choose, you can find it at KidNation.com. And we are getting some text messages out because, was it yesterday during Does That Make Me Crazy? That a listener called in and said she would still date you.
Day before,
that's what it was.
I was telling the story about how I went on this little date with a girl, and when we hugged,
Huggy Bear.
We hugged, right.
Yeah.
And then she called in the following day saying that the hug sucked. When we hugged, I gave her a pat on the back.
Yeah.
Like that, you know, like, okay, I'm sorry, I gave you a bad hug. Anyway, so Mary called up during Does That Make Me Crazy and said, despite Al giving, quote-unquote, bad hugs, I still want to go out with him. So I extended the offer. I said, well, come on, let's go out this weekend. So she said, okay. So it was just that simple.
All you heard was her voice.
Yeah.
And so
she's driving up. She lives 3 hours away in, I think, in Abilene or Brownwood, Texas or something like that. And she's driving up. And we're going to hang out Saturday. I don't know exactly what time she's getting here, but we're going to hang out Saturday and Saturday night. And maybe, I'm not sure if she can swing it. I told her if she wants to stay an extra night, we'd put her up. This is what White John
told
me.
Well,
that's so she can come up and meet all you guys.
Oh, okay.
She's a big listener of the show and stuff.
Of course. So where's she staying? At the crib?
She's not staying at the crib. I was going to get her a hotel room, but she said, no, I got it. So I recommended this bed and breakfast down close to my restaurant, which is real nice. I've stayed there two or three times.
Uh-huh.
And so that's where she's staying.
Because, of course, your date's going to be at the bar?
Sure. Well, I mean, that's where I am. So, you know.
That's where I be.
It's going to be somewhere, so might as well be there.
You know, Al's come, he's moving out there. Like, you made up your mind, right? You're moving out there.
I'm going to move out there. It's just a matter of time. Yeah. I'm probably within the next, I give it 90 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going to need help and stuff?
To move?
Yeah.
Probably not. Dude, I have like three pieces of furniture. I have a bed, I have a couch, and I have Kelly's exercise bike. I still call it Kelly's exercise bike, even though she sold it to me years ago.
Oh, man,
that's pretty much the only thing in my house.
That's a big old sigh of relief for me, because as a friend, I have to ask if you need help.
Yeah, because you got a truck.
As a friend, I have to ask you.
Yeah.
So you don't feel bad asking me. No.
Well, you know, I'm here for you, and I appreciate you being here for me.
Of course. Because you helped me when I moved, and so I just want to return the favor if you need me.
You got it. So that's my Saturday night. Got Super Homeboys Friday night. Got the date Saturday night. And that's it.
What, Kelly?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing. Have fun.
What?
Good luck.
Well, it's not like a I mean,
oh, it's not like a date date.
She's
flying. It's a show promotion. Yeah, it's become, see, this is the thing. He's not taking any of it seriously.
What do you mean?
Because it's now a bar promotion.
It's not a bar promotion.
His dream is to date you, and you've turned her into a bar promotion.
I have not turned her into a bar promotion.
Yes, you have.
I just said, come hang out.
Why wouldn't you take her to dinner?
We might. I mean, okay. I have to see what the plan is.
You might.
We don't have a plan.
Then you make one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what time she's coming, so yeah.
Do you have the wardrobe? What are you going to be wearing?
Well, I'm having an ugly sweater contest that night, so it'll be an ugly sweater. I ordered three.
Well, that's a fun first date.
Yeah, I ordered three ugly sweaters, so whichever one's the ugliest, or whichever one gets here in time.
Yeah. There's a lot of girls that are in line to go on a date with you, Al.
I know, it's shocking, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
On the text.
Really, it is.
It just makes me sad that that's what they want for themselves.
Well, that's, there's somebody for everybody.
If you guys are looking just to have a good time and say you went out on a date with Big Al from the radio, that's fine. This is for you.
Yeah.
But Al, when you were serious and ready to find a woman,
you don't make it a bet.
Really, you want to have a partner in life. This is not what you do.
Sometimes bits work out, though. Bits will work out.
Go have fun and do that.
Our boy Troy, he found his wife because of a radio bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. That might work for some. I know for me, that's not my future partner. You know, not someone that wants to be.
Right. Well, I mean,
or a star on the show.
Right.
You know.
But I don't think Al's ready for a relationship so it's like, I'm not gonna beat him up anymore over it.
Even Mary said she's not looking to like get married or anything.
Great,
she just wants to
perfect.
Hang out. So
she wants to have fun.
She called in during a bit, so I didn't make it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So boom. Does that make you crazy? No, it does not. It
makes you nice.
It makes you a date. There we have it.
I just would hope that when you meet somebody that you're actually like considering pursuing a relationship, that you don't take them to your bar, because you have to be Big Al bar owner when you're there, and you have to be Big Al the personality and Big Al the entertainer, and that's not how you're going to have a true connection with someone.
Well, then again, when I don't do that, it turns out Big Al boring Big Al.
Well, you got to figure it out. I don't know how you're going to do that. But then again, if you do get in a relationship with Big Al, this is going to be your life, and it's going to be at the bar every weekend.
Girlfriend did it for 5 years.
Yeah.
So you got to figure out if that's the life for you.
These girls want Big Al the person.
Maybe not.
Or maybe not.
Hello.
Speaking of guys.
I don't know what that means. Hello.
So there's a YouTube channel. It's called The Daily Dropout, and they play pranks on college campuses. I like this channel.
I bet.
And there's a hidden camera, of course, because you got to capture everything. So they did a video where a hot girl goes and asks random guys, hey, do you want a spoon? And they usually think, hey, what do you think the percentage will be? And believe it or not, they've done it with kisses, too. Like, hey, do you want to, will you kiss me?
It's really shocking how many people say, sure.
Well,
do you want to spoon?
What percentage of guys do you think said yes?
With a hot girl?
With a random hot girl on a college campus.
Really high.
90%.
Really high. But you know what? This is also the age of the Me Too movement and stuff. And
right.
Maybe people are more skittish than they used to be.
Okay, so let's see.
I'm Danny.
I'm Jack.
Nice to meet you.
Asia.
Do you want a spoon?
You want a spoon?
I mean, the hand hugging's great and all.
Yeah, no, I don't doubt it.
Okay, can I have your number?
Yeah, why not?
Do you want a spoon?
Right now?
Yeah.
Where?
I don't know, in your room.
My room?
I mean, we can tomorrow. Or now.
Okay.
I wanted a spoon. Do you want to?
I just need to go home to my girlfriend. If you want to come with me for a while, it's fine.
Okay, so we can all spoon?
She's not home right now. I don't think she'd be into that, but...
Okay, sounds good. Do you want to go?
I guess.
Okay.
100% of the guys said yes to the spooning.
100%?
100%.
For the movement. Okay. But you know what? She was putting it out there.
Yeah.
And she was super hot.
Yeah.
Did they try it now with a let's just say a redhead, JC? Because I know that you find us.
I'd spoon with you, Kelly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But did they try it with a girl that maybe is considered not so hot to see if these men are so willing to spoon?
I don't know if they did that, because think about
that experiment.
How do you cast for that? Hey.
They do all the time in Hollywood.
I guess.
Yeah. You should see the breakdowns of stuff.
That's true.
Looking for an unattractive, overweight, you know, whatever they're looking for.
That'd be interesting.
They put it all in there. Not that I'm saying they're the same thing, but you know
Al, do you want to try the do you want a spoon?
Do you want a spoon? I'd probably just get
probably end up handcuffed or something.
It's really different. Yeah. So she can get away with that.
A dude can't get away with that right now.
No.
Or ever again, probably.
And real quick, I have a little funny tidbit for you guys.
It's time for Tidbit News.
This story is too good. What's going on, Kelly?
Jenna, you're so mean. Quit being a bully. Mean girl, the Big Al.
Jenna hasn't said much.
Hey, at least it's Jenna's turn. I'm the one that usually...
No, actually, Kelly, here's from...
Am I getting it, too?
Yeah, Mitch...
Kelly's so mean.
Mitch from Chattanooga says, tell Kelly, don't be hating.
Oh, that's your best friend in Chattanooga?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I like to stand up for Al respecting women. I think you should be respectful, so I'm always going to stand up for that. Man.
Okay. Oh, here's somebody that's got our backs. What? Kelly and Jenna are right. Okay, good.
I would love to go out with Big Al, but not as a bit.
Right.
And she wants to go out with you, too.
That's the thing. You get what you pay for. Yeah. You know what I mean, Al?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you're paying for nothing with Big Al, so.
Right. No, but I'm saying he's not either.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You kind of get what you pay for.
Exactly. But no more.
All right. It's time for Tidbit News.
So a 37-year-old woman passed some gas, and it was a loud one at a Dollar General store in Fort Lauderdale. A guy in front of her or behind her complained, so she pulled out a knife and threatened him.
What? You gonna cut him over cutting one?
Yeah. She apparently was not pleased with him complaining about her and her flatulence, so she pulled out the knife and before doing anything bad, decided to maybe I shouldn't stab a person over this.
Oh my gosh.
And walked away. They did find her and they did arrest her. They arrested her, and they charged her for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Is that what the gas is? Or oh, the knife. Okay.
Yeah, with the knife. But it could have been worse for the guy. I mean, he could have been stuck behind somebody writing a check, you know?
Writing a check?
Because they take forever. It's a joke. Have you not been stuck behind somebody writing a check?
Hey, that's not fair.
Yeah. It's always like the old. Like, if you ever see a grandpa,
I was trying my best. I'm like,
if you see somebody above the age of 70, don't go behind them at the grocery store.
Okay,
you're gonna write a check.
Okay, got it. Yeah, anyway.
I don't.
I hate when my jokes don't hit.
No. That was it, dog.
It was good.
I'm going to think about that tonight. I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night and be like, I shouldn't have told that one.
Nah. There's only been one other time when you did something that was so bad you woke up in the middle of the night. Do you remember what that was?
My Taylor Swift song?
Yes, yeah. I knew you'd remember that.
I still think about that.
So bad.
Randomly throughout the year, I'll wake up in the middle of the night and be like, man, that why?
JC, we had a song competition.
Oh, just play it.
I love it.
It made
JC,
me so happy because I had to challenge you.
Yeah, it was
a song competition,
and JC started off on the wrong key or something.
Oh.
Never recovered.
We'll play it next.
Oh, no!
No!
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, welcome to Throwback Thursday.
Okay.
Kelly threw it out there about my most embarrassing moment on the show.
It just reminded me when you said you're going to wake up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
You just told a joke that fell flat.
Of course.
There's only one other time that you woke up with night sweats.
Yeah.
It's over something that happened on the show, yeah, as far as I know.
It was when we were doing a parody song challenge. So now I get to relive that. And you know what? When you lift your friends up, make sure you bring them back down to earth like Kelly's doing to me. You know, she lifted me up with my beard, and now she's bringing me back down with the song that I tried to sing a few years ago. But now I'm going to be laying awake all night.
Again.
In my comfortable Brooklyn and sheets, though. At least I have that going for me.
Well, JC, what better way to contemplate life decisions, whether they're good or bad, than laying on your Brooklyn and sheets? They have 5-star hotel quality sheets. So, you know, even though you are going through one of these moments, your Brooklyn and sheets should make you feel that much better.
I'll be comfortable while I'm laying there.
Right.
Awake.
I love them.
I love them too, Jenna. And right now, you can go to brooklinen.com and check out their robes, their candles. They have sleep masks. Yeah, Brooklinen doesn't just have sheets, though. They have
more than sheets and comforters.
Why shouldn't your eyes feel comfortable?
And robes?
Yes,
and little mats too for when you're getting out of the shower.
Really?
Yes.
This is new to me. This is new information.
I love a robe. I need a new robe.
I do too. I think I may get one for myself for Christmas.
My daughter wants a big fluffy robe. That's on her Christmas
list.
Well, you need to go to brooklinen.com right now. You can get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code KID at brooklinen.com. And they are so confident in their products that they are giving them lifetime warranties, ladies and gentlemen. So get $20 off and free shipping by using the promo code KID at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code KID. Brooklinen are the best sheets ever.
There you go.
Well, now, JC, instead of paying attention to your bit, I'm going to be online shopping.
Oh, good. Yeah, you should do that too, Kid Nation. So this is a throwback Thursday. We weren't able to find it at first, and we did.
It didn't take a lot of digging, I'm sure. JC's most embarrassing bit ever. Search.
Oh, my goodness.
Boom. So it's a parody song. We were singing live.
Okay.
I had practiced it in a different key.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason,
when the music started in live radio.
Yeah, when the music started and it was live on the radio, I decided to sing it in the same key that Taylor Swift sings in. And Taylor's a girl. And so she's much higher pitched than I am.
And she's a singer.
And she's also a professional singer, so she can pull those high pitches off. But not this pitch over here.
No.
I can't pull that off. All right, you guys want to rehear that awful song?
Yep.
Sure.
This is professional radio right here.
This is pre Don Cheadles.
This is pre Don Cheadles. This is why I don't sing in the Don Cheadles.
Aw,
happy
sorry,
birthday, Don
Cheadle.
All right, let's hear it.
It's about peeing or something.
Really?
Let me hit it, Trey. Go ahead.
I drank too many beers.
Oh, God.
And I went right to sleep. And I never went pee.
Uh-oh.
I never went pee.
Uh-oh.
Started sleepwalking alone.
Sleepwalking alone.
To put on a real show. Stopped right by the dresser. Opened my shirt drawer. Pulled down my pants and let go of what's inside. Cause the flow is gonna flow, 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 flow. When you go, you gotta go, 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 go. Gonna have to hit the stove, 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 stove. Paint on my shirts, on my shirts. Sleepwalker's gonna wake, 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 wake. When they're stepping on a lake, 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 lake. But I'm proud I didn't forget, get, 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 get. To shake off, to shake off. Shake off, shake off. I shake off, shake off. You got to shake off.
Long.
Shake off, be polite and shake off, shake off.
Just when you thought you heard the worst of me, you know the whole peeing in bottles and stuff, I come out with this sick story.
Peed on my shirts and my girlfriend's like, oh my God, never get your jokes on. I messed that part up, dang it.
Oh, no.
I messed that part up.
You messed that part up?
I messed that part up.
I messed it up.
Gotta start over, homie.
No, because that was the funny part.
Stop! You can't!
Can you rewind it back?
Well, you might as well start over in a different game.
My lock. Yeah, here we go. That's tough.
He's gonna fix it.
I'll finish it off, though.
He's gonna finish it.
So rattled.
Peed on my shirts in front of my girlfriend. Wow. She's like, oh my God, I'll never have your babies. But the joke's on her, because I got her pregnant twice and got nothing on my pants, because I didn't forget to shit.
Oh my God.
Is that the end?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh,
all right, JC.
I'm crying.
You know what? That is awesome.
I'm crying.
At least you tried.
I'm in my car now. I'm going home. I just want to go home right now.
JC, but it brings so much joy.
I could tell. I could tell you're crying from laughing so much.
So that was so funny.
This is JC live from his car on his way home.
So great.
No,
we've all been there, Jason.
Amen.
All embarrassed ourselves. None so badly
as that.
Yeah. Publicly,
yeah.
Maybe.
No.
I mean, forgot you got so far through that.
Oh my God.
I did too.
In that pitch.
So look, if you're down in the dumps, life is not going well for you. I still have this after that.
You're still red,
Jason. I am red. Can you see it through the beard?
I can see it.
Through the beard.
Oh, JC.
That's why you're growing the beard.
My heart is going so fast.
I know.
My pits are stained right now.
It was so bad. It was so great, though.
Man.
You know what? It had to be that bad to be that good.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree. Agreed.
Yeah. Just a little bit bad, we just feel sorry for you.
If you're going to suck, suck all the way.
Right.
There you go.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.